We were very surprised that the 2012 agricultural census reports nearly a 40% increase in agritourism receipts in Florida just since 2007. And this is happening in other states as well, most notably out west, but Florida has all that and more. When you think of a $6.5 billion cattle industry, there's a lot of interest in urban Floridians and other tourists to see how the cowboys are doing in the Sunshine State. A lot of people don't think of us as a cattle state, but we're a very strong cattle state. A lot of interest in seeing cattle operations. People want to see where their orange juice comes from. It's very entertaining to visit Citrus Farm and to travel among the groves and see the different species of citrus that we grow, how they're harvested, what packers do, how things get turned into orange juice, how the fruit is shipped around the country.
And while ventures like these are growing in popularity, Dr. Payne knows it must be done right, and that involves technical expertise.
How does a rancher or a farmer market themselves? Liability insurance is always a question that we get. How do you organize your farm and your workers to receive visitors, keep them safe, but also provide for an enjoyable experience? So we have folks that know how to do that in a number of our counties now. IFAS is helping our agriculturists to do this just right. In fact, in November, we helped organize some farm city tours all over the state. And we actually are now having how-to conferences in a number of our counties.
Dr. Payne says this is a plus for both consumers and agriculture.
People need to know where their food's coming from. It's getting more and more important as agriculture continues to receive pressure from development and other standards that put pressure on our producers to be able to stay in business. We need to educate, now that we're going to be the third most populous state in the country, to the value and the importance of agriculture in the state of Florida.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.